today, work till you drop. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where I'm the latest post covering finance and property news. Well, okay, we know that many households are under severe pressure thanks to falling real incomes, rising inflation, and of course, interest rate payments. I covered this yesterday in the context of the latest GDP numbers, which on a GDP per capita basis were frankly pretty frightful. We've seen a record rise in the cost of living for employee households, driven by soaring mortgage payments and rents, according to the ABS. And employee households' living expenses increased by 9.6% in the year to June, which is significantly higher than the CPI inflation rate of around 6%. Since these households are the ones who are carrying the majority of the mortgage debt, it's obvious that working Australians have taken the brunt of the RBA's fight on inflation. But it does beg the question, what levers do households have to try to regain some balance in their finances? Well, of course, there is the obvious one. Make sure you have the lowest rate on your mortgage and best rates on your savings, as I discussed a couple of days back. Many potentially can save by getting better rates, and we're potentially talking thousands of dollars savings if you do it right. And we also know that it's important to make sure that your cash flow is understood. Where is the money going and money in, money out, so you can prioritize effectively? For example, do you really need all those streaming services and big mobile plans, for example? And the other lever, though, is just to work harder for more hours. And the ABS data released today shows that the hours worked is growing fast, but they also showed that the number of people working multiple jobs and the percentage of employed people having more than one job reached record highs in the June quarter of 2023. In fact, they said at the end of June 23, there were 958,600 multiple job holders, which equated to 6.7% of employed people. And within that, young Australians were most likely to work multiple jobs at 8.2% of those 20 to 24 years old and 8% of those 15 to 19 years old. And they went on to say that between 1994 and 2019, the rate of people holding multiple jobs remained between 5 and 6%, but it gradually increased to a series high of 6.7% in June 2023, after a substantial decline at the beginning of COVID-19 in March 2020. And the ABS went on to say that growth in multiple job holders continues to outpace increases in overall employment, with the number of secondary jobs rising by 0.2% and main jobs up 0.8%. As a result, the rate of multiple job holdings climbed to a new high of 6.7% in the June quarter. This means that around 1 in 15 people have more than one job in the June quarter, compared to 1 in 18 people 20 years ago. And in fact, the ABS went on to say that in the June quarter, 7.6% of women held more than one job, compared to 5.7% of men. Over the past 5 years, the multiple job holding rate for women has on average been about 1.9 percentage points higher than for men. The healthcare and social assistance industry had the highest overall number of people holding more than one job at 157,200 people. And in that area, 78.9% of those are women. This broadly reflects the gender distribution of employed people in this industry, with labour force data showing that 76.5% are women. And the rate of multiple job holdings were the highest in the administrative and support services industries at 9.4%, followed by agriculture, forestry and fishing at 9.3%, and arts and recreation services at 8.8%. And it was the lowest in the electricity, gas, waste and water services industries at 3.6%. Despite the recent increase in filled jobs, which rose by 0.8% over the quarter, job vacancies remained much higher than before the pandemic. They fell by 3% in the June quarter 23. That's the third straight fall, but remains at 87.4% above the March quarter of 2020. and around 2.7% of total jobs were vacant in the June quarter, which was down from the record high of 3.2% in September 2022, but still well above the 1.6% in the March quarter of 2020. So there's a couple of points to make here. Firstly, one of the levers, as I've said, is to work harder and work longer. In other words, work until you drop. And I can tell you that when I first came to Australia many years ago, I was struck by how much more relaxed the working environment was. People weren't working so hard and long as in the UK. They took more holidays and were generally, actually, I thought, better balanced. Well, that's all gone away now. The second point is that, of course, many households are completely reliant on at least two incomes now. So the wife working is not a choice, it's a necessity. And many of those women are in multiple part-time jobs, chasing their tails to try and help bring a few extra dollars into the household. And the third point is this, that in the context of the real costs to real people being much higher than the real inflation rate, and the fact that the wages bill is continuing to rise, it's going to have an interesting impact on overall inflation into the future. Remember that services inflation is likely to continue to rise because of the costs related to employing people. So you can see, if you stand back here, that the solution that the government is having to deal with is that people are being forced to work harder and to work longer. And incidentally, one of the other factors is that people are still leaving jobs and retiring somewhat earlier than they used to, but that's more because people don't want necessarily to employ older people. I still think there is age-related discrimination very active in Australia. So you can see here that this whole story is very, very worrying. And for many households, the only thing they can do is to try and hunker down and to work harder. In other words, the future is you work till you drop. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.